You're listening to the Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
12:32 on this snowy Thursday. Still coming out pretty good here. Kirkwood Studios. Looking outside the window here. The patio at Kirkwood Brewhouse. I would call that a light flurry. Snow day continued. I think Sunday we get another wave of snow. Mid-November here. Midday Grind. Minus Chuck. Charlie Marlowe had morning after duty. Hoff Rock in the house. Texters 855-282-8255. Some of the great announcers have the big voice, right? That's part of it, is the voice. The other part of being a great announcer is knowing what to say when or how to say it. And I bring this up because last night, after the Blues-Blackhawks game, Blues lose one zip, now 1-4-3 in the division. But the Vegas game comes on, and they're doing a whole pregame tribute to veterans. Obviously, it's the Knights' first game since Veterans Day, so they've got a whole tribute planned. But it's big announcer guy voice, and I'm sure he does a great job every night. But he's all hyped up, and their whole thing at a Vegas game is the theatrical opening, and they get people just really revved up. Now he's switching, though, from, you know, the revved up stuff to the military, but his voice doesn't really change it. It's time to salute our military. Joining us now, 15-year-old Stephen Davis. His dad died in the... And he's screaming, he's a gold star child. His father was killed. And I'm like, I think you have to tone it down. I think when you're talking about somebody's dad dying in the military service, you lose a little bit of the cheese, a little bit.
Read the room. Context is important.
And now we salute our military. He went from, the Golden Knights are here, woo! And then he kept that same voice, that same tone, into the military salute, and then mentioning people who had died. I'm pretty sure, I don't know what the odds are, I'm pretty sure the odds are good that you need to change that tone. All right, we switch it up now. A familiar name to this show. He never meant to be a guy in the Rolodex of every sports radio producer in town, but it happened during the relocation game. And now guess what? David Hunn, formerly of the Post-Dispatch, is now with the Post-Dispatch. If you're confused, we all are, so we got him on the phone. David, how are you?
Hey, Martin. It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, welcome back to St. Louis. So you were at the Houston Chronicle for, what, about 2 years?
Yeah, almost three. By the time it's all said and done, 2.5, a little more than that.
Okay, nearly 3 years there, and now back. What is the new gig with the Post-Dispatch?
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. I just called them and begged them to take me back. My wife got transferred back here, and so we had a great run in Houston. Then I called up the bosses there and said, hey, please, you know, any chance you got a job opening? Because we got to come back to town. You know what they say about St. Louis ladies, right?
They always bring you back. It doesn't matter. You could find a hockey Hall of Famer who made like $100 million in their career. Like, hey, why you still live here? Well, my wife's from here. Like, oh, okay.
Exactly.
But this is a good lesson for all the kids, David, that when you leave, you don't go out with middle fingers blazing and say, you know what, this paper, you can eat it. I'm going to the Chronicle. And like, you want to leave on good terms just in case.
Oh, yeah. Besides, I mean, okay, this is going to sound Pollyanna-ish, but I really had no beef. I mean, my time in St. Louis was great then, and I'm really happy to be back. I even like the snow. It's been beautiful this morning.
Yeah, you're not in Houston anymore, are you? But
it's 75 out there.
And then you get back in town, and it is funny, first of all, how your profile in town changed dramatically because of the NFL and the Rams moving and then the back and forth. I joked earlier about it that you and I would be in the lobby of these nice hotels having a nice conversation, and then we'd be like, oh, wait a minute. Is that Stephen Ross? Is that the Dolphins owner? Gotta go. We run down a hallway, chase him on an elevator. And now you're back, and it's the MLS game. A little bit different environment, but are you going to be on the MLS stadium efforts here?
Yeah, I am. So, Jacob Barker, who is our you know, crack development reporter, was just doing too much. And I sat down with him on Monday morning, first day on the job, and he basically said, "Hey, I'd love help if you can do this." And I kind of thought, you know, I think I've done a stadium or two. We can probably do that. So really happy to be on it.
And how different is it, though? Well, first of all, in terms of the dollars, the scope of the project, but it just seems like also, but in terms of the tone, where this is like you got a group that wants it, you maybe got a league that wants it, as opposed to last time where you had a team that said, "Oh, we really don't want what you're offering." You got a league saying, "Ah, we got to fake this." It's just, it's night and day in terms of the level of cooperation.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here 4 days, and you can already feel the complete difference. I mean, you know, talked on the phone last night with Carolyn Kendall Betts, who's Andy Taylor's niece and Jack Taylor's granddaughter, and in her own right, executive director of the Enterprise Foundation, and she's like, "We're going to pay for this largely out of pocket, if not entirely. You know, we're not taking on any public debt whatsoever." She's really excited. She really believes St. Louis needs a soccer team. I mean, like you said, it's really almost incomparable. It's not the same scenario.
And for the math on it, again, I know you're just jumping right back into this. What they announced yesterday is, hey, we'll pay for the stadium. Don't worry about it. That was part of the money they were asking the last time around, not this group, but the MLS. Give me a little bit of the minutia there, though. Like the city will waive a little bit of a tax, then there'll be a different little bit of a tax. What's some of the other math? Because there'll always be one person upset about it, complaining about it, but it seems like this is a pretty good deal for both sides. But what is the rest of the math?
Yeah, well, I mean, off the cuff, let me think this through as we talk here, but I don't think there's any taxes waived. So they're getting, yeah, I suppose there is. Their construction materials are getting a full, what's basically going to happen is the city's going to buy all the construction materials. Because it's a city, it won't pay any taxes at all on them. Then the owners will buy the construction materials from the city. I believe that's the technicalities on it. So they'll get a full waiver on construction materials taxes, which will save them several million dollars. That's not chicken feed. But then they're going to create three taxes that will be stadium specific. So three 1% taxes, all via special districts, you know, with not worth getting into the details, but it's 3%, it's a 3% increase in a tax only on hot dogs, beers, souvenirs, you know, sales taxes on the stadium itself, only in that footprint. Let's see. There's a couple other ones, Martin.
But the land is also, and that's probably where you are now. That's sort of a state issue, right?
So the land, right? They won't. So the city's going to buy the land probably for nothing from the state. I mean, we'll see that. You know, devil's in the details. It'll be worth watching for sure. But the city's going to buy the land from the state, and then they'll get use of the land for free. And since the city owns the land, there'll be no taxes on it. You know, I think you can see that one of two ways. On one hand, they'll get no taxes on it. On the other hand, they're not getting any taxes on it now either. So, you know, I see both sides there.
And that piece of land, and we've talked about it for the last couple of years, that piece of land, other than, and I love going to the Schlafly Tap Room there, but that's not really a widely used on-off. It's a slight eyesore there just beyond Union Station. So it's not exactly prime real estate. So I could see why. I think Governor Parsons already said, hey, we're good with it. It'll increase.
Yeah.
You're going to talk about having a venue there. And just the optics alone, it's going to look better.
Well, it's going to, I mean, yeah, you know, the old, so we don't have new drawings yet, right? And it's important to remember that the old team's the old team, the new team's the new team. But if it looks anything like what they were going to do before, it's, you know, kind of a pretty stadium, I think. I'm sure some architects will disagree, but most of the folks I talk to like the way it looks.
And what about City Hall? Any negative from City Hall? I think Lewis Reed was on hand yesterday. Have you heard? Because last time around, there was a lot of pushback from certain aldermen.
Right.
Any of that early on?
Yeah, there is a little bit. I think the biggest criticism I'm anticipating hearing is, you know, Carolyn Kendall Betts told me yesterday that they're not exactly sure how they're going to use those 3% taxes. You know, maybe that's true. Maybe they know what they're going to use them, and they're just not ready to tell people. I'm not sure. But whatever it is, I do anticipate aldermen will raise a finger and say, like, hey, why are we giving you a tax if you don't know how you're going to use it? I expect that'll be a problem. And a legitimate one. I think that's a fair complaint. There's been a few other complaints from aldermen so far, mostly along the lines of, hey, well, you know, this should not be a priority. We've got bigger issues in the city. And I get that, too. I think that's a fair criticism. I'm not sure that should stop a project. Some folks that I talk to say, you know, we're a big city. We have capacity to do both. I think that's a fair counterpoint.
Yeah, and especially with the math versus last time, this time, it would seem the math is even more favorable. And I would, and it sounds like, and again, devil's in the details, but a lot of the numbers being involved are, it's almost like a use tax. You go to the game, you buy a hot dog, you buy a beer, you're paying for it.
Yeah, which absolutely.
I think makes sense, but there's always going to be some complaints in some circles. What I love about it is the fact that it came back around, because I think, and I know you're not from here, but you've probably witnessed it. We sort of sit back and we lick our wounds and say, yeah, we used to be the home to Southwestern Bell, and the brewer used to be a local family. And remember back then? And we kind of just sit and get nostalgic instead of like saying, wait a minute, let's chase this thing. Let's not give up. And I think that's what's most compelling to me about this story.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's fascinating is the Taylor family steps up. I hate that phrase, but, you know, they come in and they say, we're just going to do it. Like, I mean, what league in their right mind would turn down the Taylor family's involvement? I mean, this is a deep, you know, if it's, sorry, just to look at it crassly, you know, it's deep pockets. And that's not money that's currently in the MLS in any shape. So I can only imagine the owners group is thinking, That's a good owner to get.
Yeah, and I think they're doing their homework. They're talking to other people around the league. I guess the next step then, yeah. And you indicated this, your piece today, David Hunn with Post-Dispatch, stltoday.com. The hope is what to get Don Garber in studio, or not in studio.
Yes, think, correct.
We'll take him in studio, but get him in St. Louis next month.
Yeah, right. So they hopefully by middle of December, they're saying they'll have their up. And Bill Keeling here, the attorney who's working for him, I'm at the Land Clearance Redevelopment Authority meeting right now, and that Bill Keeling just said that they're hoping to get their application in by early December, by December 1, in fact, he said. So that's a wee bit of news there.
Very good. David, the thing you missed most about St. Louis when you lived in Houston, and what you think you will miss most about Houston?
Oh, great question. You know, the people here don't understand how beautiful a city St. Louis is, and by that I mean region. You know, from the outskirts, the old suburbs, Webster, and, you know, all these beautiful old treed suburbs all the way into the middle of the city and the river. I mean, it's really a gorgeous city. People just forget that, I think, or don't, maybe don't recognize it. I don't know. But it's wonderful to be back, and, you know, all the public art, and it's a really neat city. And I missed kind of the beauty of the city. I missed the weather. I missed the seasons, you know. Houston weather, for goodness sake. I mean, it's wonderful in the winter, but boy, summer's rough.
David, I'm sure, and we'll probably be talking soon, I'm sure. I didn't get to let him answer. Oh, what's he going to miss about Houston?
Oh, we hate Houston.
He'll miss the warm weather. That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'll miss the winters for sure. They're beautiful. I got to say, Texans are really warm. Like, we got really taken in by our neighbors. I mean, they literally made us barbecue like twice a week. Pretty amazing group of people. Yeah.
He's gonna miss
twice
the
a week,
food.
Martin.
That's yeah, you don't get that in St.
No,
Louis.
No, Martin, that means I think you and your wife, Kim, need to pick up the slack and make the Huns dinner twice a week.
All right. Well, why don't we start with just one time ever? That would be a big step. Hey, David, thanks for hopping out of the meeting, hopping on the show with us. I look forward to seeing you in person. Great to have you back. It's a huge win for the Post-Dispatch.
Well, it's good to be back, and it's really nice of you to call me, Martin. I appreciate it.
All right. David Hunn now back with the Post-Dispatch. Again, MLS meeting's going on now. As he said, a little bit of information there where the application, they hope to have it submitted by December 1st. And David's being nice because he lived in Houston. I've been to Houston a bunch. It's not a real attractive city.
It's crowded.
It's very
just always busy.
Correct.
And I know that like
it's high smog rating.
Yes.
It's not, like, and there's not, and there's no,
like, that's just scientific.
It's not
right
easy
there
to,
like,
get around either.
They'll also tell you that it's a city where, like, they don't have a lot of zoning. So, like, there'd be a really fancy neighborhood, and then right next to it is, you know, the strip club and all the divey places, and then next to it is something real nice. It's weird. Like, if you go down there, there's nothing. God bless Houston. I'm sure they're great people. I just would have no interest.
It's been
ever
a while
living there
since I've been. I don't remember downtown being that spectacular. Yeah. I went to Minute Maid Park. It was probably 2005.
I like Minute Maid.
I think it's nice, but like the surrounding area, I don't recall being that spectacular. What if David had said, when you asked him what he misses about Houston, what if he said winning baseball?
Ooh, that was the winning answer. Well, that wasn't nice. He probably missed Fast Eddie's when he was down there in Houston. Now that David's back enjoying our beautiful city, he can also hop in the car, head up to Alton, Illinois. Doors open today at 1. We've been joking about what to do on a snow day. How about just heading inside Fast Eddie's, ordering some food, hanging out, cold beer right there on Broadway, just across the Clark Bridge into Alton, Illinois. Fast Eddie's, the tradition continues. Open 7 days a week. Friday through Sunday, they begin at 11 a.m. Today, those doors, again, opening up at the top of the hour here. Great food. Head there. Maybe pretend you're at work or you're out on a sales call. Go to Fast Eddie's Bon Air. If you have never been, find out what we've been talking about. Check out the Big Elwood Hot Chick on a Stick, the half-pound Fat Eddie Burger. Get that with cheese for like $2.20. I mean, the prices are ridiculous. Stop by, have a little fun at Fast Eddie's because they're always having fun there at the Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Time now for the end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, oh, I don't want to do this.
I don't mean to, because I know the board of aldermen / alderwomen have been kind of served as a punching bag, probably dating back to the Rams or the NFL stadium thing where there's a lot of bumps in the road for that Peacock and Blitz to deal with. The one of my favorite, and I know Hunt said it's probably a good reason, but one of my favorite counters coming from them is always, well, we could be doing something else. As if we as a city can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Right.
We are a single issue city, one at a time.
But again, I need to dive deeper into the math. Let's just say the state said, all right, you can have that land. Okay. We don't need to give it to these rich soccer people. Yeah, we deserve that land. Okay, what are you going to do with
it? Right.
What are you going to do with
it? It's been there for a while.
Oh, well, those taxes on beer and hot dogs, we deserve those. Well, if you don't have this pro soccer team, they won't be selling those beers and hot dogs at that stadium. So what money, and again, I have to look closer at it, but what money is it that you're, is it a tax on the, I thought the ticket tax, that they were giving them a little lower rate. Well, that's not fair. Well, that's still a tax that's coming in. Even if it's not the higher rate, that you wouldn't have had either way. That's the argument I don't get. Because without them, there's none of these taxes coming in, period.
Maybe I should. I already put my name out there for someone who can help.
Shovel a neighbor's driveway?
Shovel a neighbor's driveway who had a heart attack. Also, I'm available for any local campaigns who need help with sports vernacular.
We learned on this show that Marco Rubio played college football
in Missouri
at Tarkio College, and he still doesn't know what the hell a
field
goal is.
How do you not know the proper terms?
Hey, good football at Tarkio, huh? Do you have the Paterno clip?
Oh my gosh.
This is still...
I have that.
You know, we salute POTUS and honor the presidency, but we also...
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back, right?
I've been dead for 5 years.
How about that whole deal?
But I am available if if any member of the MLS to STL group is listening, I can help with the craft beer selection at the stadium.
Okay.
You need those taxes, Martin. Get a good beer selection there.
I had to kind of reach last night for the TKO, Kilcoin Opinion. I had a little tighter time slot because of the weather. I wanted to do a rant about how we're big babies because of the weather, but then this one is a little more of a real snowfall, so it wasn't the right time for it. And then there was a little bit of MLS news, but I didn't really have time to work it in, so I had to tie it all together, and I kind of had nothing. And then I got to the end, and I said, wait a minute, soccer and snow days, they go great together. Either way, you need a scarf.
Aha! Were you walking into a hot take guy during the TKO?
I walked into
the one I want to see, is Martin when he literally has nothing and so, just walks into a TKO.
Kilcoin Opinion, we're brought to you by LouFuse.com, and the MLS is coming to town, and these folks are mad about the attack. They're mad about, what are they mad about? Should just do it, kind of stream of consciousness on the air.
Except I would like that.
The clock would be ticking. It would be very uncomfortable. I think one time I didn't have a chance to finish like the closing line or whatever, and I got out there and I read and I was like, and we'll see what happens with that or something. It was just terrible.
Winter is coming. It's cold. It was really cold early in the week. This is not November. This is January. But whenever it gets cold out and, you know.
Cough needs a warm blanket.
People start getting colds and maybe the flu, because flu shots, get your flu shot. But it always reminds me of this classic Saturday Night Live ad.
Are you sick again?
I'm sorry, honey.
You just got over the flu.
I guess I can look forward to another month of this.
Not anymore. You don't have to suffer through cold and flu season this year, thanks to Hibernol.
Huh?
Other flu medicines let you sleep for 8 or 10 hours. Hibernol lets you sleep through the entire flu season, usually between 2 and 3 months. You can't buy stronger medication in this country. Unlike other medicines, which contain small doses of mild sedatives, Hibernol contains a powerful narcotic, and plenty of it. Hibernol lets you sleep, and sleep, and sleep, and sleep. While you sleep, living off stored body fat, the cold runs its course. And in fact, other colds and flus may come and go, but you won't even know it, because you're out cold. Month after month after month, nature works its healing magic.
Daddy! Daddy!
Feeling better, honey?
I feel great. The cold's all gone. Did I miss anything?
Not much.
Oh, I missed the Super Bowl, didn't I?
I've got it right here.
I love you, honey.
Hibernol. It knocks your cold out while you're out cold. From the makers of Comedose.
Great Phil Hartman. I believe he holds up the bottle at one point like the ultimate pitch man. You got Marquette's own Chris Farley laying in the bed. Big burly guy comes out with a huge beard.
Got long fingernails.
And he says, what did I miss? And say like, Daddy, Daddy. Nothing about the kids, like school. He's like, did I miss the Super Bowl?
And even the wife goes, he didn't miss much.
It's probably true. Wouldn't you like to be, if I could knock you out right now a couple of months.
That'd be nice. Yeah,
wake you up in time for spring training and then let you go, did we get Harper? No, you're not going to believe what happened. Did we get Donalds? No, you're not going to believe what happened. By the way, a little bit of housekeeping here. Ooh. Our client appreciation party for tonight, we got to reschedule that. That's just in. Client appreciation night for those planning on attending that has been moved to December 12th.
Yes.
Housekeeping!
That's probably the best call. It's still snowing.
It's
almost
true.
1 o'clock. Also, Martin, only because we had a delicious variety of this on Saturday night at the Cusimanos today. November 15th is National Bundt Cake Day.
I love a good Bundt cake. There's some stores that are just nothing
Bundt cakes. I've had that before.
There's one coming to St. Louis.
No, there already is one.
Oh, there is?
There's two that I know of. There's one in, I think, Brentwood and one at Clayton and 141, that Lambert
Sorry,
Lantern.
I took a little Hibernol last week. I'm a little behind on this.
So there you go, National Bundt Cake Day. That's the end of the day.
We're here till 1. There's still time to bring a Bundt cake by.
If you want to.
Also, Hoff, what about the Brewery Lights? I believe they debut today. How cool
they
would that
debut
be?
Debut tonight, snow on the ground. Go down to Anheuser-Busch for Brewery Lights. It wouldn't be the holidays without the lights, the Brewery Lights at a historic Anheuser-Busch. Two new activities for kids this year. Nightly screenings of a holiday classic on the outdoor movie screen and a kid zone featuring the Brewery Lights Express Train. All aboard for family fun. Add in over 1 million lights, the traditions of the Budweiser Clydesdales, s'mores, and an outdoor ice skating rink under the glow of the Budweiser sign. And it's a holiday tradition like any other. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer Lager, luxury Budweiser Lager Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. I will say, maybe if you want to go tomorrow night, I saw on Twitter Kenny Wallace and his family going to Brewery Lights Friday night.
All right, and the reason he can't go to Fast Eddie's because on Saturday he's going to Charlotte final NASCAR race. Picture online. I think Robert Cohen is the photographer for the Post-Dispatch.
Yes.
And he was tweeting out pictures, just people out in the snow. But it's a guy in Webster, and it looks like, you know, your uncle, maybe your dad. And he's got the robe on, and you can tell maybe some boots but no socks. So you can kind of see his ankles and doesn't have a hat on. It looks like every dad or uncle that just runs outside to do the quick shovel.
I'm looking at it now.
Isn't that a great picture?
It's a great photo.
Because then the dad or grandpa, of course, is going to run inside and tell the kids, you kids better bundle up. It's cold out there. But dad, now he's fine. He's barely, probably doesn't have socks on, just the boots.
He does have socks, but yeah, he's not, the legs
he
are
doesn't,
bare.
He doesn't look
he's not
covered
dressed
up
for
real
the weather.
Well. Correct. So find that photo, Robert Cohen, on Twitter. Bertarelli Cutlery, one of our great sponsors. Some call it Bertarelli O. Doesn't matter. As long as you stop by, you can call them Sharp City. Buy new knives, sharpen your old knives, and in the spring, summer, you get those garden tools sharpened up. Bertarelli Cutlery, located in the hill on Marconi. Stop by. Interrupt Charlie. Interrupt Iggy. Stop by and see them. Sharp City for all into the holiday season. Be a great gift. Buy some new knives for the kitchen. All right, we got to get out of here. The hard line is coming your way next. I'm going to say for sure, what are the odds TJ's here? 100%?
Rammer's here. I saw him walk
through. I hear Rammer. Hadley, maybe. Cam, probably not. Rocky will be here. 100%. 100%. Hard line coming your way next on 590 The Fan. Congratulations.
for bringing me down. Congratulations.